Dr. Mattart straightened slowly from examining his patient. There was not much more he could do. He looked at his watch, and then the calendar. April 2nd, 1875. At least John Knight would not die on April Fool's Day. Still, the man was too young, only 61. The town out there will say that he worked himself to death. Dr. Mattart left the room to speak with Amelia and the children. Within moments, John Knight regained consciousness. Terrible pain, he thought. EB is not saying much. So this is what it's like to die. Just another new experience, he guessed. His mind began to wander. He could hear running water, and then see his grandfather Moses Vernon going with his fishing pole. His mother had died the year after he was born, and he barely knew his Knight relations, including his 11 brothers and sisters. He hadn't seen them in years. There was the school. Severe man, Teacher Thompson was. Never spared the rod. Had to use charcoal on birch bark in school. No paper or even slates. John had a good head for figures, and Thompson whipped it into him literally and figuratively. Then the next scene appeared before his eyes. He had left the boat from Halifax earlier in the day over in Surrey West. By nightfall, he was at a Cayley in the Widow McPhee's home. His boots hurt, so he had put on the moccasins he had traded for from the native woman who was in front of the business he was supposed to manage. That night, he had danced with Lily for the first time. Lily was just a girl then. In 1840, Shattuck and McKay went bankrupt. Out of work, but money in the bank. So he went to see Neil MacDonald about selling his wharf. Neil had not wanted to sell, but persuasion and a couple of game of cards and genuine coin had won out. Tough old Scott, tight as a puncheon off West Indies rum. Talked all the time about the wharf being his family asset. The possibilities had been endless. Manual labor did it. He bought a stack of logs from one of the shiveries, and he dealt for every piece of stone he could get. Rotten stuff, the stone. Shale, really. Not the New Brunswick granite that built the fences over home in Penfield. The only way to make the harbor work was there had to be a breakwater. John Knight was not an engineer, but it was built to his design, and the dang thing worked. He set up the store and competed with everyone on the west side of the river. Made big money off the fleets out in the Gulf. If you're going to have a harbor, you need ships. He went to where the lumber was. Surrey West, Chepstow, North Lake. Put the money back into the business and then started a lending scheme. That worked well. As soon as they defaulted, John soon had some pretty impressive parcels of property. He married Lily in 1840, but Lily died. Charles, Leslie, John Jr., and Alexander had made the family. Then Alexander died too. Just a boy, only 12. Good boy too. Those two trips by boat out to Fortune were tough sails. Tongues wagged when he had the stone put there. Skull and crossbones on top. He didn't care what they thought. The private school was a good idea. The boys flourished under Hannah's teaching. Hannah flourished too and married Mattart. She said she would rather a doctor than a heartless businessman. Ha! Who has the money today? You can't get rich in doctoring. Hannah's first cousin, Amelia, liked the money. She liked the house he built for her, and she liked the children he gave her. Queen of Surrey, they called her. Well, if she was the queen, and John Knight was the king, and John liked the thoughts of that. Had to keep your temper. John did too when it came election time. Never attack your opponents by name. Just make sure you have plenty of good liquor outside of the polling station. Got to sit in the assembly, but with William Cooper. Didn't work out quite the way he'd hoped. He did beat Cooper's buddy McIntosh, but Cooper opposed everything John Knight stood for and kept canceling out his vote. To think that Cooper is out there in that same cemetery and near Alexander. The new cemetery in Surrey West will be a more restful spot. Amelia was always jealous of Lily anyway. Calculating, the people of Surrey called John Knight. They have that right. You want to get rich, you have to be shrewd and be willing to take a risk. The best scheme was buying the American dollar at 60 cents. The Civil War drove it down. When it went back to par, Amelia had her formal gardens. And when John dies, she and the children will have 35,000 acres. Dies. It's not time to die yet. The deal to get the steamship line to Surrey has not been fixed yet. There are financial gains to be made off the railroad when it is finished this fall. Carlton the peddler, come merchant, should get a medal for bribing William Hooper. They should have finished the job, though, and took it right up to East Point. They were in debt anyway. It would have been just a little more money for John A. MacDonald to find. Canada. Terrible thing. The trade is with New England, not some Frenchmen or upper Canadians. The breakwater made John Knight, and it made his town. James McLaughlin will mourn him, he supposed. Well, he is married to Amelia's cousin Teresa. Those young fellows coming in here now, like Uriah Matthew, John McLean, those Stearns brothers, they'd better be grateful for everything that he, John Knight, did. At least they are Protestants. McLean appears to be a Tory, too. That is a good thing. Donald Eaton was never grateful. A Catholic from East Point. Married to a Catholic MacDonald from Charlottetown. Built a big house in the other end of Surrey for his fancy bride. That Amelia had to look at and wish to have something bigger. Beaton was a grit, too, and it was a humiliation to lose to him in 1863. Beaton took away John Knight's monopoly position. At least Knight beat Beaton at two things. He outlived him by 10 years, and John Knight had 9 more children than Beaton. For Beaton had had none. Now it is James R. McLean who is the thorn in the side. Another merchant, grit, from East Point, and a Catholic. Can't get rid of them. At least Beaton was buried at Fairfield and not up on the hill here in Surrey. John Knight's boys were rebellious. Hopefully Amelia will be able to keep them in line. To keep this all together, she will need a lawyer. She will need an accountant. She will need advice. Surrey is John Knight's town, and it should be centuries to come if his sons will manage it properly. Surrey, the breakwater, Lily and Alexander, Charles, John, Leslie, Amelia, Vernon, John Jr., Bessie, George, William, Amelia. Dr. Matart entered the quiet room. He listened to his patient, held a mirror to his mouth, and sighed. He had seen this many times before. An era had passed, peacefully. Hannah better come down with Amelia and help her with things. He looked backwards one more time. John Knight at rest. At last.